And in the way that such things happen at Greenbelt, Mike and I have been joined by the very lovely Maggie Dawn. Hello, Maggie.
Hello, Steve. Hello, Mike.
Art and Greenbelt, you met someone last night, didn't you?
Yes, I met a chap who is a painter, and he was showing me landscapes that he's made in oil. And they were absolutely stunning. He had just digital photographs of them, and I would so love to see them in real life. And I've been loving seeing the art that's around the site. And I just think it's, something that we didn't do at Greenbelt until a few years ago. And it's fantastic to see it all over the place, and I'd love to see more.
You're an interesting combination in that you're an artist, and you're a musician and a writer, and you do lots of artistic polymath,
yeah.
But also clergy. You are
sort of
the cloth.
I tend to get paint on the cloth quite often.
Where do they meet?
I have a very uncomfortable relationship with the cloth, actually. In some ways, I suppose I gravitate to the Anglican Church because it's one of the few places that lets you live with a good degree of agnosticism and a touch of heresy here and there. And I think there's something inherent to creating art, whether it's music, poetry, or painting, sculpture, or whatever. You have to be able to let your creative instincts ramble beyond allowable boundaries. Well, you can't have boundaries, really. If you put up boundaries too soon, you can't do it. And if you try to create art within fixed boundaries, it usually ends up not being very good art. And so I think, I only manage to hold faith and art together if the faith is allowed to be quite loose.
Which, again, kind of sets up a sort of feedback circle where then when you come back to the faith on its own, you suddenly realise that a lot of fundamentals can be broken down or fragmented, at least given a whole other kind of the language around them changes because art is essentially metaphorical,
yeah.
And that metaphor kind of opens doors but also breaks down those kind of linguistic limitations that we put around things that turn us into fundamentalists or sort of authoritarians about which bit of the truth we're allowed to hold on to.
One of the things I've been talking about this weekend, which has come out of the last two books I wrote, is that reading the stories in the Bible, if you allow yourself to walk away from the interpretations that are kind of the accepted ones and just read them as if you were reading a novel, say, or a piece of history, or, sort of taking it as a text and see what happens, that all sorts of strange things happen. And one of the stories I talked about was the story of Elijah, where, he had this competition on the mountainside with the gods of the Baal.
Yeah.
And, the traditional thing is to say, good for Elijah, because he followed the word of God and the fire came down on his sacrifice, and so he proved that his God was real. And yet two chapters later, you find Elijah completely losing the plot, sitting in the desert and kind of, not really sure what he's doing or where he is. And then there's this dramatic thing where there's an earthquake, and then there's a great big tornado, and then a fire breaks out. And you know what it says at the end of the story? God was not in the fire.
Right.
And I, I'd done a bit of literary reading about how sometimes the end of the story gives you a revision of everything you've read thus far. Mm. And I thought, well, that's really interesting, because the beginning of the story seems to say that God is in this great fire that comes down. The end of the story says God was not in the fire. And so that made me go back and think, well, maybe this great competition wasn't actually what God wanted him to do in the first place. So it's just one way in which, looking at literature, art, poetics and so on, it breaks you out of the boundaries of what you think is supposed to be right and allows you to think bigger and different. And that's what I mean about living on the slightly heretical edge, because you have to feel that it's okay to go and have a go at that and see if it works.